T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. And Kathy, obviously marijuana is a big topic in 2020. And as the governor prepares to introduce his budget tomorrow, what type of role do you expect marijuana to play in the budget efforts?
Well, the governor will be looking at the opportunity that affords us this legislative session if the legislature passes his initiative to make sure that we legalize marijuana in the state of New York. And again, this is a recognition that a lot of time has lapsed since the very first states introduced legalization of marijuana. We've had a chance to study what works, what doesn't work, how to make sure that we have important traffic safety initiatives in place. So I think that that's going to play into the budget as well when we look at the opportunity for more revenues. Now, but again, it's incumbent upon the legislature to pass this, and we want to make sure that everyone understands what we're trying to accomplish here is to right some civil rights wrongs that were, as we talk about Martin Luther King, the injustice of many young men being incarcerated for low-level marijuana offenses at a time when young white men with the same offense were not sitting in jail. So that's one element we want to address, but also there's economic benefits to this that could help our state at this time.
$6.2 billion budget deficit. I know that's something I'm sure the governor is going to want to be trying to reduce. What's the trick to reducing it?
Well, $4 billion of that derives from the fact that we have a Medicaid program, which is very expensive. And one of the reasons it's expensive is that Washington, D.C. has abdicated its responsibility to fund this program properly. It is a federal, state, and local partnership, and the federal government has cut back at a time when we've expanded health care services to New Yorkers. And this is the good news part of the story. The fact that we now have 95% of all New Yorkers covered with health care, but part of that is because of the ability to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. So we have more people being covered. It costs more money. More people are taking advantages of services like substance abuse programs. Look at the number of people that are addicted to heroin and opioid. Those people are getting expensive treatment that is life-saving and critically important. Much of that is covered by Medicaid. The cost of labor has gone up. People who are not being paid any more than minimum wage workers or people who work in fast food industries, and they're the ones taking care of our families and their health care. So we've had an opportunity to give them a little pay increase. So these are all the drivers of the costs of Medicaid, which is the majority part of our deficit right now. So the governor's going to talk about reinvigorating and reactivating the Medicaid redesign team, because this is not the first time we've been down this path. When the governor was elected, he inherited a $10 billion deficit, much of it driven at that time by the cost of Medicaid. We brought in the experts. We looked at costs. We're looking at the cost of prescription drugs, another huge driver of the cost, why it's so expensive to have prescription drugs here in the state of New York when medicine just across the border in Canada, same quality, is dramatically cheaper. We're trying to figure out how we can get more of that available to the citizens of our state. So it's a multifaceted approach. There's not one simple answer, but the governor will be speaking more about this tomorrow.
Is it fair to entirely blame the federal government just on Medicaid? And also, you know, there's other things that New York State, I'm sure, has to address also beyond just Medicaid, right?
I don't think you heard me blame the federal government exclusively. I talked about that as being one of the drivers, less money coming from them. Also, more people take advantage of it, and the cost of health care going up, paying the workers more, and the expanded services. So there's a lot of reasons why the cost of Medicaid has gone up. But the bottom line is, most people in the state of New York no longer have to worry about whether or not they're going to be able to take care of their kids when they're sick, or people middle age who may have lost their jobs. What happens to them when they come down with an illness that requires expensive treatment? This is an equality of life issue here in the state of New York. So we're proud of what we can provide, but we have to do it more cost effectively, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.